And it's an annual ritual, but it's ramped up this year, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. It's the What Ifs, and one of the biggest regards the Vietnam War, which escalated under Lyndon Johnson, eventually taking over 58,000 American lives and untold Vietnamese. Are we just kidding ourselves when we ask if Kennedy had lived, might the war have been averted? Edward Miller is Associate Professor of History at Dartmouth College. His book is Misalliance, No Dinh-Diem, the United States and the Fate of South Vietnam. Diem being the South Vietnamese leader ousted in a coup endorsed by President Kennedy in early November 1963. Professor Miller joins us now and remind us, U.S. combat troops wouldn't be deployed to Vietnam for two more years, although there had been U.S. advisors in the area for a couple of decades by 1963. Remind us, what was going on in Vietnam 50 years ago this month?
In South Vietnam in 1963, the Vietnam War had been going on for about 4 years, and it was still very much a Vietnamese war. On the one side of this war, you had the communist-led Viet Cong insurgency, which was supported and controlled by North Vietnam. Then on the other side, you had the anti-communist government of South Vietnam, led by Ngo Dinh Diem, and supported very strongly by the United States.
And we have to mention France, because France had been fighting in the region since the 1940s. There was French Indochina, which included Laos and Cambodia. So they were seen as some occupiers in the region, and they'd been there for a while.
That is correct. The French had fought their own war in Vietnam against the Vietnamese communists starting in 1945. The French had lost that war in 1954. And the United States had essentially taken over as the main patron of South Vietnam at that point.
Well, and why was the U.S. so involved? There was a proxy war building here.
Certainly, the Cold War is a crucial part of the context here. But in many ways, it was a Vietnamese civil war that was about decolonization in Vietnam and what kind of country post-colonial Vietnam was going to be.
As we said, the coup that killed the South Vietnamese leader and his brother was endorsed by President Kennedy. Why? What was it about this regime? Because the communist insurgency was being supported by the North, not the South. So what was the concern?
Well, I think to understand the decision about the coup, you have to look at the history of U.S. support for Diem. Diem had been in power since 1954. And initially, he had actually been much more successful than anyone expected. And as a result, by the late 1950s, he's viewed by many Americans as a hero who had saved South Vietnam from communism. In 1957, he makes this state visit to the United States. When he landed in Washington, he was met at the airport by U.S. President Eisenhower. He actually delivered an address to a joint session of Congress and even had a ticker tape parade down Broadway in New York City. So at that moment, Diem was more than just a Cold War ally. For many Americans, he was the hero who had saved South Vietnam from communism.
So initially, the U.S. and Americans were conscious of this, supported Diem because he was seen as fighting the communist insurgents. More and more money was poured in to help support him do that. But then there was a change of heart. Why?
Well, the key development for Kennedy was the so-called Buddhist crisis, which began in the spring of 1963. These monks and their supporters accused Diem of religious discrimination and persecution. Diem was a Catholic, a member of the Catholic minority, and the Buddhists accused him of trying to suppress their religious freedom. These protests attracted a lot of attention, especially after one of the Buddhist monks burned himself to death on a Saigon street corner. Among those who saw the very famous photograph of that event was President Kennedy. And I think the breaking point for Kennedy came in August of 1963 when Diem decided to use force to suppress the movement. Yeah. That was the moment that Kennedy opted for regime change.
We spoke with an Associated Press editor last week. That iconic photo is now featured in a new book of AP photos. And he said at the time that picture stunned Americans, a picture of a monk sitting down in a street in Saigon, aflame, that Kennedy is reported to have said, we have to do something about this regime. And there's a recording that President Kennedy made on November 4th. This is just after the coup, and he's dictating his thoughts about it. Let's listen.
I feel that we must bear a good deal of responsibility for it, beginning with our cable of early August in which we suggested the coup.
Kennedy continues, but then he's interrupted by his young son, John.
Hello.
Some Americans may remember fondly those moments when, you know, the children would interrupt the president. But you could tell that this was wearing on this president, that, you know, there should be responsibility taken. What did the Kennedy administration think would happen after the coup, and what actually happened?
I think he recognized that there was a real downside here and that this war could turn out to be very damaging for the United States. He was hoping that those of his advisors who backed the coup were right and that the generals who overthrew Diem would be more effective leaders.
And Professor, just as we're hearing you, this really underscores, though, what you're saying really underscores how much the U.S. was involved. You say, allow it to go forward. These advisors that were on the ground there were really in deep with the government.
That's right. The United States did not have operational control of the coup. The generals were the ones who planned and executed the coup. But the generals made it clear that they would not move ahead unless they got the green light from the United States. So there was a definite decision on the part of U.S. leaders, and Kennedy in particular, to allow the coup to take place.
Yeah. Well, and what happened?
In the year after Diem's death, South Vietnam had a revolving door series of very weak governments. The generals who overthrew Diem were only in power for about 3 months. Meanwhile, communist leaders in North Vietnam decided after the coup to rapidly escalate their war effort in the South. Their goal was to bring about the collapse of the South Vietnamese state before the United States could intervene with its own troops. This communist escalation, this gamble to win the war quickly by North Vietnam, ultimately failed because it provoked Lyndon Johnson to launch his own American escalation. And so in 1965, the U.S. begins bombing North Vietnam and sent hundreds of thousands of troops to the South. So there's no doubt that the coup led directly to the escalation of the war and that it would have disastrous consequences both for Vietnam and the United States.
But what about the school of thought that the Vietnam War wouldn't have turned into the calamity it did if Kennedy hadn't been killed? Your thoughts on that?
I don't think he would have taken the path of massive escalation that Johnson did. However, I don't think he would have opted for an immediate withdrawal either. I suspect that Kennedy would have chosen some kind of middle course, and I think he might well have done something not unlike what Barack Obama would later do in Afghanistan in 2009. In Afghanistan, of course, Obama chose short-term escalation followed by a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops. Having done this, I can also imagine Kennedy trying to seek some kind of negotiated deal, some sort of settlement that would have allowed for the so-called neutralization of South Vietnam.
And that was the ultimate end anyway, a takeover.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Edward Miller, Associate Professor of History at Dartmouth. His book is Misalliance, No Dinh Diem, The United States and the Fate of South Vietnam. Professor Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And you can read an excerpt from his book at hereandnow.org. And while there, do you have a memory from 50 years ago Friday? Tell us in the comment section or click on Contact Us and send an email. Lots of people heard the news of Kennedy's death over the PA in grade school. What's your story? Send it to hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering online tools to support small businesses during the holiday season and all year long. At constantcontact.com/holiday. And Oxfam America, on the ground in the Philippines, delivering emergency aid to survivors of the typhoon. Learn more at oxfamamerica.org.